Hey, I'm afraid to start with the counselor, but time's a waste. So we'll start. It'll be my horse. Okay. So now we're discussing the situation of remember the tziyunim in Sivan Kuf Ayin Zayin Sitkaden Tof Reish Ayin Zayin. That's a big number. Okay, it's a long simile. There's a lot of tziyunim. Tof Reish Ayin Zayin. We left off yesterday, last night. He wants to hear Kasha Ayas Rosh Shekivanti. The Dovah Merivava had an expression of Mishtaber LaAsek Bavuro. So what? How does that help? How does it help? Oh. So, the suggestion is made, it's a citation of the Chavos Das, who talks about it. Let's begin by starting seeing the Chavos Das in Sikkuf Ayin Zayin, Sivkot and Vav. That's how we're going to begin today. Kuf Ayin Zayin, Sivkot and Vav. Follows. Milva Lokana. That's the first thing. We all know, the Rebbe of Kedushness here knows, that Milva Lokana. Nachkat Milva Nebu Kudeshes. He said in Kedushna Mem Zayin that only if Milva Lavlo Tzor Nitna, it's Shavim Ben Mechash Zakana, we pass the Lavlo Tzor Nitna, we pass the Lavlo Tzor Nitna, of course. So Mil was not Kona. So that's what he Chavos Das quotes. Kona became in Sudev as them and Makabal al Sokma Shetachas Yodah Mahani. Alu Omalo Leif Kenei Ba'ara Mo Shetachai Li Schor Plonis O Sam Schor V'yeh La Maxi Schar V'alach HaKona Nasi Iska B'yodo. Why? Da Filu Im Tziva Liknos Lebama Osav Shal Atzmo La Maxi Schar Zokha Wa Mitam Shlichus Da Moche Zikir Lishneim. In other words, as I said yesterday, I can't make something belong to you by fiat. There's a third party, either way. Either third party gives it to me and I'm magnet totally or partially to you, or I get someone else, I'll give it to someone else on your behalf. So it's the former that the Chavos Das is describing over here in Sivkot and Kuf Ayin Zayin. Sivkot on Vav. Okay. Kamza Alta Lubavitch of Ebe. Okay. He made a big time in the Maramakamas. This is almost a Lubavitch of Maramakamas over here. That's over here in Sif Mem Gimel, something which is Mechudish. He writes as follows. He says, How do you transfer it? It could be transferred as follows. Ein tzorach lahakas lo v'schor b'kinyin suda, eladai b'nesinas mos, she'asohu ha'chachomim k'kinyin gomer l'inyin het deribish al dereya, she'adei mekach u'memkar, k'mo she'kosav l'mala, we'll see soon, v'wadin, im ein os l'achshav mos klal, as shechayav lo mikvar ein tzorach achas the bikinyan suda kol shiyesh rach shem kula ben k'mo shekasavna lemala. What's out the Rebbe saying? We know that a milveh, we'll see soon, is assumed to be no good. That's the assumption. A milveh is no good. Nonetheless, in certain instances, which we'll see in a minute, it says in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch that it is good. With respect to ribbis. Just for example, we said Misha Parah. The Misha Parah, the Bama is not Kona. But for the purpose of ribbis, we saw many times that Misha Parah, it's Kona Misha Parah, good enough to take care of certain issues. Remember the Sukh of Yeshlo, etc. Now the Gemara, on the new Maramakamashi, thank you, Dani, again, for all the hard work. Samach Gimel Amun Aleph. Give a look. Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Something which we did sort of glossed over the first time around because it was too complex. But this particular point is relevant right now. Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Top of the daf. Hareshe Noshe Bechaver Amonah. Give me my money so I can buy wheat. Oh no, you know what? I have wheat. Shani knows the save us on the shah shalaksha. Yigiyaz man chitin limka amalo ten li chitin. Shani wrote them from the yayin. The guy's a flipper. Amalo yesh yayin. So all this shtickerai. He keeps flipping, he wants to buy wheat, he wants to buy wine, and the guy's playing along with him. So in all these cases, Yesh Lamudah says Rashi. Why? Afagad Lamashah ki moki brishusi moki vlavi ribis. Why? Aleph. Holvim bolavzer koyal avimishapora. Aha! Says the Gro Aleph. Chedas Aramba. Avil ribis haposkim cholkin. Because of the milva lokoni klal. In other words, a milveh is no better than cash. Right? We pass it for our Torah Mos Konos, but Rabbanin in Meshicha. Okay, that they were willing to forego for purposes of ribbons. But a milveh? Lo kona klala konta deraivit. So I said, Vilna Gaon over here in Sivkotan Aleph. Open the Mechaber. Kuf Sama Gimel Siv Aleph. Quotes his Gemara. I'm not going to read the whole thing. So I read it rattles off the entire Gemara. Okay. Fine. And this trick works. The Gemara's business is found the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. And of course the question becomes, it's a little bit of base, but how does it work? How does it work? It does the gross kasha. Milva's no good. Take a look at both sides. The Chavis Das content with this. Over here in Kuf Samach Gimel Sifkot and base. We already saw something in Kuf Ayin Zayin Vav. Let's take a look at the Chavis Das now. Kuf Samach Gimel base. Bothered by this question. Says the Chavis Das, Mutter, Ayin Taz, Kodmatamish and the Kodmishapura. So in Rashi, causes of the Das and the Chavish and Puzzle of the Hoshin Mishpitz and the Kuf Saritas, Rish Dal, the Milva Koina, the Ramba. Udas a Chokim Shom, the Rivet, Sorok Lomatam, Shakot of a Rivet, Pregzayan, Yilkos Mechir, El of Adal, Tosis Yontif. In ribis, hekilu ve'asu shena zoche kizoche. Okay, the same business with respect to ribis, we are mekil because the rivet's bought with this gemara. This gemara is the rivet of the Rambam. So I have the rivet over here in front of me. Perek Zayin, halacha dalit. Rambam basically says that milveh is kone. Milveh is kone. It's basically Gemara Perek Azov. We said maybe we might discuss to Perek Azov next year. I don't want to get involved. Perek Azov now. Daf member of Mibayz, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. If you look at the sugya there. Okay. Says the Raivin, Leodati Lomazeh. Shrehushva Gonim Kula Milva Lot Soa Nitna Vena Niskinis Mos Klal. Said Mefurish Gimon Kiddush Mem Zayin. Vishav Mechash as a Kona. Yimilva Lot Soa Nitna Vemai Koni. Ulai Hit Ehu. What caused the Ram to make a mistake, says the Raven? Baba Matsia Sama Gimel. My meeting of Milva Ala Paris. Vushi Eshto. Nay, says the Raven. Vulav and the Knia Mamish, Mari. Ela lesser lisa ribis, ribis and makel. Same as in Mishapar is enough, so this is also enough. But you know, the truth is, that's not such a great teretz. It's true that Mishapar is enough, that's at least the level of Mishapar. So, you know, the Rambam, don't count the Rambam out. The Rambam is against the Mefurosh Gemara Masech the Kiddushin. Mefurosh black and white. This is a Gevaldik Akash. Rambam is against the Mefurosh Gemara. The Gemara is Beferish. Bimelot so nitna that that doesn't work. It doesn't work. So what do you do with the Rambam? So my Rebbe said the following pshat in the Rambam. He said, why is Rambam in Perek Zayin Ilchus Mechira? What's he doing here? Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin. He's talking about Karak Avodim. Perek Zayin. It should be in Perek Aleph. In Perek Aleph in Ilchus Mechira, Rambam tells you that the Karak is Nekdev Kesef. Didn't say a word about Milva. Not a word. Kaka kesef shtach haloka perek halacha gimel keta bekesef halacha dalit. Not a word about milva. What's he doing in perek zayin? So we have the following interpretation. This bekitza nimitz don't talk to barichas. That really you all probably heard of this once in your life. Is machlokas the taz and the sma in siman kuf tzadi. How does kinyan kesef work? By karka. According to the Taz, it's a ceremonial kinyan, what we call kesef kinyan, and it brings a raya atzuma from kiddushin. You can't pay for your wife. That's where you sometimes quip. She's either priceless or worthless. There's no value to be placed on a rebbetzin. It's impossible. So by definition, you give your wife a pruta. So it's kesef kinyan. It's not what we call kesef shivu or kesef piro. That's a double push, even though some try to dispute it. Not shaykh. Fine. So the Taz is right. So the Sma is difficult. The Sma says it's always kesef shivu. So my Rebbe said that although the Taz is obviously right, that's when it comes to karka. When it comes to metaltalin, fakeret, the Sma is right. And he brought a deer from Lashon of the Gemara. We all know that says in the Mishnah, the chosim sheir shem achrayat nigdav bekesef. When it comes to the talp, and you saw a few times already had this man this summer. Dvar Torah mos kolos. So the Rebbe asked, why the change of expressions from kesef to mos? He said kesef is ceremonial kesef, like by kiddushin, ignition nigdav bekesef. Mos is dollars. Shivui piro. As he said. That the Rambam did not say Milva's Kona Perek Al, because Perek Al was only discussing Kesef Kinyan. Kesef Kinyan is only to give cash. Forgiving alone doesn't work. You can't go to a woman and say, I forgive alone and you should be marrying me. Mekash and Mekudesh. You have to give her something. But when it comes to Metaltlin, it's Mos Konos, we'll call it bottom line accounting. You ask your accountant, is there a difference if someone gives you money or if you give a debt? Same thing by the accountant. In his balance sheet, it's all the same. If you add black, take away red, it's all the same thing. So from the accountant's perspective, it should work. So that's why it works for metaltalin, says the Rambam, that it works not only for metaltalin, but it can work for karka as well. Because metaltalin, no one exactly knows the source of our Torah's most common. It's not completely clear. So we'll get back again in Azov. Is it Xeris HaKosov? Is it Dark Pinyon Hektish? Svara? Many different things, not for now. But whatever, whichever way you slice it, Milva should work when it comes to metaltalin. So in fact, it does work, says the Rambam, with up to Mishapara. That's our sugya say Gemara, but with more with Rashi. But when it comes to Karka, with Mishapara is not doesn't work. It works completely. That's what Rambam has in the Perek Zayin and the Perek Aleph. Ad kan dvar v'kadosh. Nu, what do you do with the Gemara? What do you do with the Gemara? It's against the Mefurosh Gemara, Mesechta Kiddush Nat Mem Zayin and Aleph. I have the Gemara in front of me. The Rabbi quoted the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. V'sham Memecha Shev Zekona. Well, you don't find my Kiddush. I am at Midlot, so I need to be my Koni. It's the Rabbi's Gemara. It's the Rambam's Shver. Look on the side, and the Tosfos Ri'ah Zokin. I think he's really Rav Avraham Menahar, as we discussed that last year. Right? He's really Rav Avraham Menahar. But he's known as the Tosfos Ri'ah Zokin. So what does he say? V'aram zal kosa b'kinyan, perek zayin, t'kona kaka b'milva, have a kinyan, gomor, u'metalkin v'shapar. Daito, the home Rabbi Yochanan, v'atom mos konus, loshna mos, b'en loshna mos avo. Okay, that's perek azov. I told you, v'yachak t'ilava also, lacha shehuva also, mashma, period. Ay, agamor, v'hai shida d'hocha, the loka Rabbi Yochanan he, Vilessa, after the Libra Shlokashi, the Mamashirim of Ferejas Minatora, Volomos, who did they, Kaka Shakona Bekesef, the Chazinala, Isodas Bekesef Yiknu, Dafka Bemol Shambien. Remember, this is my Rabbi's shot. I don't know if he's, a little bit different twist, but the Riazokas is Mefarin his work. According to Yochanan, that most works by Metal, that it works for Kaka too. Kesef Shiva, Kesef Piro. And the Gemara says, "Vakev, you're right. It is a Gemara Vakev. Was it Kishlokish? Sure, no pass that way." Okay, this is sort of a slight digression, just to explain what's going on here in the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid quoted our Gemara. It can't be oblivious to it. Our Gemara, we made it big. That's what made the Rambam made a mistake. Rambam doesn't make any mistakes. It's not a mistake. It's a different sheet. It's not a mistake. Okay. Anyway, Rabosai, fine. What happens if, we said before, that obviously if you have a chol, you want to make it into an iska, it's not going to work retroactively. What if you want to fix it up? We spoke about it before. So you fix it up with various kinyanim, as you said. Now we discuss the following thing. Look, I want to be a nice fellow. I want to be omer b'diburi. We made a deal. I didn't know it was these agreements. Now I'm being a tzaddik. I'm being a tzaddik on your cheshbon. Isn't it great to be a tag on someone else's judgment? I'll be a tag, I refuse to pay your ribbons, and you lose if you lose $10,000. Hey, very big tag that you are. So you don't want to do that. So if you don't want to do that, you'd like to make good, if you will, to be omer b'diburo. But you can't, because there's an Easter ribbons. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Okay. Ein heter iska mol in the kabbal shakiba yakabal rebbe azman sha'ava. Who says the greatest rabbi in history? Pashut. Rabbi Pashut. This is in the page Tashkach, footnote Kuf Pe Gimel. Of course, the Bris Yehuda says exactly the same thing. That's Pashut. It is Pashut. Okay. So now what do you do? Next paragraph. In Rota Lahaglis Kumas Pashut, we kind of labo. Kadesh Yala Gamma Vurt Kufa Rishona Shaisa Bavos Tama. Nu. Hine. In Alvar Rishona Isa Batisas Ribis. Ken Yesh Lachash et Osef Azu. Have a piron also ribbons dar isa, gavalt. Vyesh lishol pi chochom. She yore ech she snag bimchila schova ribbis, ubedin a ribbis shekvar gova. Vyemev shal agas lama espashus achakach. Period. Okay, very nice. Left us in no man's land. Ask a chochom. Who's the chochom? He is the chochom. He is the chochom. Who is there? A bigger chochom than him? Okay. So, since he doesn't refuse to answer us, we'll have to go to a different chochom. So the different chacham is the Nesiva Shal. He talks about it at some length. His kudras heteriska sifkaton chafhei through chaf zayin. He discusses this. It's called it hafichas hava regila lehava heteriska. Okay, the act of a kinyan. That's kuf ayin zayin sif yutes. We were just there before. That's with the dog of mervava with the shal. Okay, fine. Behind the shalova yachta the malva schoro nechas and osi revacha b'shibri alva, the yusok schoro nechosim ela biyada b'toras iska. This is shemayat ish biyada iska shal hamalva u'nosim revacha. Fine. Yesh lo the same shaila. If efshe the kvoas chamas pashes biyofen shul yichol gamas the ribis shistu biyisim betkuba zamilva shekamal biyaz zamilva iska. Gives examples. It's 100 for 120 for a year. After 3 months, he did tshuva. You want to make an iska. He wants to make the 9 months should be 20. Before it was 12 months 20, wants to make the 9 months 20. Can we allow it? Why not? I make any spashes I want. Well, no. It's a bluff. Right? So he quotes to himself, he has a mavo and then a ribis. Malva velova shato, the made alvo, he's a ribis. After they find out, viter ha malva velova la ribis u'mochal also. He's mochal. Achri apiron shalakeren, hevi alova lemalves sacharibis shlobatoras piron aribis shenikutsa, and lebatoras ribis mucheris. We know Ribbis Mucheris is Mutta, if you're not Mefarish, and it's not Miyad, and it's not so big, little details. The Eshlod and Meloma, the Mochena Malva Viter al Ribbis, Enes Sinas Alova Mugderas Kribis Ksutzel Kribis Mucheris. And the Post will make a Kuv Samach Zavav, Achepiron, Schum Kazed, not Nika, da 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 da. Here too? Here too? No. So it's like this. Kaven she yada ha malvish as is who adam yuresha mai who mochala ribis bechila gemura meata im hafras al fali iska ad aknos echad mi iska alova le malve nifra abaze alva akodemis paid off who meata iskila iska chadasha the iska zu yikpu tzai spashel shiichlu besochem gamas ribis al kufa shalava al lifi chasa that the iska is ever lechore hetashun nesinas ribis mucheres. Great! If that's true, it depends. At kame yenika v'schum espashus shekova b'neim shu gavoa me'aschum ha'mekubel v'yenika shu nitna v'shem avoa. If it's much higher than the average rate, it's nika, it's not allowed. But if it's mekubel b'shuk, you know, not such a... it's within range. Ain't kind of... it's a basic word. Nivei shebezeh ein kan ribis mucheres. Phrase the mutter. Maybe it should be ein bezeh ein kan el ribis mucheres. Maybe you call him up. That's what the word el is missing. Only a few hours a week you can call him. Okay. Now that he says brackets, you can be mefakbeg. Maybe it's always considered nikar because you're giving him after the avod exactly the sach that he was promised originally. Maybe it's nikar in all cases, but ein tzuas mucheres. It's not so nikar. Misheni odeh kamer ribis katzu betchila. So it's not so nika. That's his chakira over here in Siv Katan Chav Hei in the Siv Hashem's Kuntris Heter Iska. Alright? Fine. This Rabbi Osai is referring to readjusting the Schum Hayas Pashas. What'll happen, Rabbi Osai, if they already took ribbis? Took ribbis. Now what? Now what?
No.
For the first 3 months, he was collecting ribbis.
I mean, you could always say that ribbis was part of the loan.
Oh, we'll get to that later. We all like a mush. We all like a mush. But not everyone holds like a mush. We'll have a chance to show it to you. So the question now becomes, what happens to that money? Do we say it's ribbis ketsutza? Has to go back? Or is avak ribbis? That most luchim say it's v'shamayim. It'll probably depend upon the shah at the very beginning. Checks. We're not finished with checks here, Rebbe. We're not finished with checks. Okay, but that's what it may depend on. Lahaloch. Fine. Now, Rabosai, we skip to the end of the of Kuntres Heter Iska here. Chof Dalet. Heter Iska the Kula Pikod. All right? Kula Pikod. We're almost finished at this Kuntres. Kula Pikod. Okay? So what's the din? So he says like this: such a din exists, kula pikada. And if the achrayas of the name of aved and pshia is on the mekabel like a regular shamasacha, so the Ramah seems to say, there's a possible shaila over here, a possible shaila. What kind of ribbis it is? Let's take a look at the Ramah kuf ayin vav sif aleph. Kuf Ayin Vav, Sif Aleph and Ramah. What's going on over here? Let's read the Ramah. Ramah says, "V'mkibel leva maske kol achrayes ben geneva avele ben achrayes yonsin yesh matirin." We're talking about lotzah, obviously. We're not discussing he's showing him coins to show off or to learn from. Right? We're talking about lotzah. Yesh matirin afilo maskelo lotziyem kelamon simen kufayin zayin. Umiyu, Im lo kibul ol rakadeva vaveda v'lo onsin, o ons lo greva vaveda, asur l'sochon lo hosian, mil havi alel kavak ribis. Av lo kibul amaske achrayas klal, havibis k'tzutzu. Okay, so the relevant piece is over here, the middle part of the Ramah, with the machlokas is ribis d'oraisa, ribis d'rabbanan. Okay. And the Mordechai, someone to the Mordechai, Shin Tes Zion, please. See what it says. Been here before. I'm going to read the entire thing. In the middle of this long Mordechai, this is the famous story. He's called the Rabincha, that complicated situation. Sounds like it's a Din Doraisa against Tosfos. The Rivash is called the Tosfos Samach Tesem at Beis. Take a look quickly. Samach Tesem at Beis. Tosfos Ogur, Zuzim Pshiti. The Kabbal Heolav Achrayas Onsin. Lochi Sagadaitach Dishari. Says the Gra. Dafa Kiagab is Kibal Rak Onsin. Avam Kibal Gam Achrayas Digneva. Mutter. We're still getting involved in machlokes over here, which I'm not going to go into all over again. It's a little bit too complicated. Fine. So it's interesting, right over here, in the biurim of the Chelkas Binyamin, Chavdal entitled Heter Iska Shekula Pikada, he writes over here that if the nose in the Kabbal Achrayas of Gneva Vaveda, what's it in? Look in there, Amo, Kuf Ayin Zayin Sivav. What does it say there? Nosin Mos, the Iskal, the Machzis Chak, the Kotz, the Bedav Yedua, Filum Kol Achrayas, the Nose, Osir. That's the famous Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Vyesh Omrim, the Mekabel Olav Kol Achrayas Mutter B'chol Ribis Rabbanon Go Nosin Isko B'shar Ribis Rabbanon Ribis Ketzutz Olo Mahani Amal V'kibel Olav Kol Achrayas Amalom Mekabel Olav Kol Achrayas Rak Tzosan Filud Rabbanon Is Osir Yesh Lohogos B'ribis Rabbanon Kesor Azos. Again, a complicated Ramah over here in Kuf Ayin Zayin Siv Vov. Okay, and if you look in the Taz over there, Kuf Ayin Zayin Sifkot and Yud Beis. The Taz had a discussion over here. Why is this so? Why is it so? It's like Moche Revochol and Mekabel B'Sum Kotzuf. You're selling your, in effect, selling your share for a set amount. That's part of the comparable to the what we have in our Knias. Revochem b'sofek, that's how the Taz learns Pshat with the Shulta Rama and every Hispashas that we have. Something similar is found over here. Alright, fine. So it comes out, he quotes from here in the Biyur of the Bris Yehuda. Again, this is the Bris Yehuda in the Ikirei Dinim. I have it somewhere. Maybe not. Oh, here it is. Ikirei Dinim, Perek Chav Tes, that's the Perek Hit the Riska. Sif Yud Beis, you will see what he says. You can make Kula Pikodon, right? Kol Achrayas Ala Nose, Chut, Migneva Vaveda, Shechaira Misase Kidin Shoma Socha, Kishem Shinasa Shoma Socha, Biyaskal Chelaka Pikodon, we saw earlier. Even Kodon Rav Yishama Chino, you can make Mechaib yourself to be Shoma Socha, that you can do. And you give Rishus to the Saz of Hem Kishlucho, and you give Chelik from the Revochim, and you get the Neman is the same story with the Tekodas Maram. It's fascist. There's certain Yisroelis to it. Number one, there's no Din of Lov at all, so the Mela, other restrictions don't apply. You don't have to give Schar Amola. Nonetheless, Ritva says, we saw already yesterday, you should know it's a Haram and Ikeris. Number one. Number two, you can lose all your money. Probably you're going to lose half your money. Okay? Adkan, the Bris Yehuda and Chav Tes Yud Beis. You shouldn't do it, but in some limited cases, it can be done. It can be done. Okay? Fine. So that's in the Ikra Din. If you look in the Bris Yehuda proper, in Perek Mem, Sifmem, Chav Tes, Igra Dinim Sifmem. Yesh Omrim Shagam Shayesh Isser Ribis Midin Halveni Ve'avalacha Eino Mol Eteriska Kim Bederach Kula Pikadu. Psh. Wow. Of course, the Minchas Yitzchak doesn't work. But when it comes to Kula Pikadon, perhaps it can work because there's no halva whatsoever. Whatsoever. Gemaldik. Fine. Says the Chelkas Ben Yamin, in quoting this, it's not so simple. Again, this is the Chelkas Ben Yamin, Sif, Cotton, Chav, Dalet, of Kuntres, Heter, Iska, and the Biurim there. Hey, is that how I got to Bris Yehuda? Why? L'armina and Hachi, Yoni Tzchai Tircha, Elev Kshashar Ein Achrayas Klal Ala Makabel Zulas Pshia. He says, that's a Harad of Bris Yehuda. He says, Iska Chulu Pikodon, Is Achrayas Neva Vedas Ala Makabel. Right? Because that's the way it should be, Shom V'Sachar. But in Mem, Sif Mem, Harol Lamates, Mut L'Litzav Revach, Halvein V'Yavachah, V'Shem D'Ein Kan Tzad Alvo. Right? We don't say that. Unless what? Ein Achrayas Klal L'Mekabal Tzad V'Pshiyah. Because once there's some measure of Achrayas, then we said that on the level of the Rabbanu, we treat it as a Chov, if you recall. So it's a bit of an inconsistency that he points out. Okay. Interestingly, over here he says there's a plus that you don't have to double the amount, right? And halvot or knias dira hechiv yedua she'en lelova asaka machayim tulas adira atzma the korbus chum is chmashas the mashal shel asara achuz b'derech shel paga milva nistach lova shirevah shel eshem achuz uvesof harev efshe she yedua b'derech lo nesiyaka adira kolkach. You can't do the Rebach. Gewalt. You want to make a tzmada the dollar, is of this nature, so it's not, it's going to be impossible. Kula Pikadon, you don't have to double it. So in these cases, maybe it's better to use Kula Pikadon in such circumstances. Okay. Why were they attacking Kula Pikadon in general? Why not? Because they were attacking me, no. Chatzi, Kufna Amad Beis. Chatzi, Chatzi. Why? So the no saying won't lose all his money. He'll get half back for sure. Right? And that's what they're attacking it that way. And he said there are those who think that Kulabat is our Rama. Right? He quotes over here Bris Yehuda. Footnote, Reshut Ches. By the Maisi Hokim Yarit Samaches Samanal Masis, as we saw yesterday, Ein Har Bedavazet, he thinks it's not a riot. The Rifa didn't mean Kulabat Pikodon. He meant a funny situation. Achrayas al mekabel, or he gives us some cuts of. I don't know. I read the Ritva, frankly, the way Chris Yudah read it. The whole thing is Arama, but he wants to somehow suggest that's not the chat in the words of the Ritva. I don't know. I thought the Chris Yudah was right in this Nakuda. Okay, but if you have no choice, perhaps you can do it. Fine, on both sides. Fine. Now we talk about a heter isker klali. Talks about that too. Heter isker klali. And here he says over here by heter isker klali, you know, he writes like this. It's not so clear it should work. Royal the Hachmer is a Vyasa Hetiriska Proti Liatzmo in Manala Bank. who has the ability to do so. Or at the very least, you write with your own pen on the all the piece of paper, Al Tzad Heteriska Shal HaBank. The bank has Heteriska. Has Heteriska. Elam, are you afraid? You know, they call it also Das Rishona also. So you write, so good. So write that Al Tzad Heteriska, and then it should work. Then it should work. On the other hand, if you're Machmir, don't put money into that bank. Why? Because you become a partner with the bank, and they are lending to others who are not going to write out Tzad HaTeriska on their pieces of paper. So therefore, in effect, you'll be in there relying on the Heteriska Club, which you don't want to do. So that's what he says over here, the very end of the page, Tav Shin Lamed Gimel. Of course, he throws in footnote Resh Mem Aleph. You know, from that perspective, the perspective of someone's putting money in the bank, we have this chumra that maybe they're doing things which are not right. But on the other hand, is a tzad kula, because the bank has no shiba neguf. Right? So it's only arvak ribis, b'mashem lovim mimenu. That's back to Rav Moshe with that stuff. So it works in that direction a little bit as well. Chutzlarts. He writes over here, this is the last page, Tav Shin Lamed Aleph. You know, in this negative chukim shenisyas l'nagas habankim shleyashkiu ma'oseim ala binyanim betuchim. They're not going to take risks. Had the risk is a risk. So how can you assume it works? How can you part of the concept of closure bank? It's against the law. So Rabbi Reis Shlita sent me a few legal decisions. They have I don't know if you can print things out from my thing. I don't know if you can download it. I can give you my phone, you can print it out. Here's okay, I'll give it to you. Print it out for later, for tonight. I don't know how to do these things, but we have techies here. With legal decisions, some judges said, Heteriska is for real. And some judges said, come on, it's all a fake. So, you know, but I don't think, Rabbi Reis, it's not against the law. You don't think it's against the banking regulations necessarily, because the bank can claim, listen, believe me, the bank is taking much bigger risk for some of those things that broke the banks 2008, then we'd have to risk. Especially after the Chochmas Adin's version, the most you're risking is a week's loss. How much you lose in 1 week? Right? So I thought
he modified the Chochmas Binyamin modified the Chochmas Adin because he didn't want to have to give a new start to
every
week.
Okay.
That's the lowest
all care. So you figure out how to do it. You make a Schar Tichel 1% higher. Instead of additional Schar Tichel every week, you give a dollar every week. Whatever it is. An eight you can find. You can find an eight. And it seems to me that again he writes Rav Moshe that works. Vani Olika Safti again. And he goes over Yashiv. That he thinks it's also not good. It's not part of the Takanos Kvuot Shel HaBank. So you shouldn't use that Heteriska Klali. And if they're not from, they're going to go to court. The whole thing is a joke. Chuchat Lula. Again, quoted from Rav Yashiv.
You use a non-Jewish bank because they're going to use your money to lend to another Jew, potentially.
Okay. It seems to me that if it's legally binding, should be mutter, even if they'll go to court, so they're thieves. You'll have to worry whether the court will back you or not back you. But it's not this. I believe that Heteriska Klali should work in America. Rav Moshe held that way, with slight modifications, how to handle it. It wasn't against it in principle. Okay, with this we complete Rav Osai, this beautiful Kutras Heteriska. Now we go to next country set the risk of the Siva Shalom. That's our as we said we would do. Let's go. We go all the way to Ha'ara Lamed Ches. It's misleading. It's a continuation of the previous whole Sif. Lamed Ches is found on Sifkot and Aleph, actually, the very first Sifkot. Truma Sadesha, but the Ravishatz. Right? The Ravishatz. That's sort of fall into disuse. I don't know of any Hetter Iskel today that uses the Ravishatz. Okay? So he writes as follows, explains what's going on in the Sa'ara. What's the Ravishatz? Okay, so you make a deal like that. Av is the quotation. Karav levadai shloyedu lehoyed al zeh. So Ruma's pretty much sure that he get the money back. The Maram Mikrakal took the same thing. But he didn't say Ravishatz. Eidim ksher b'nemonim. True, the Truma Sadeshin said, "Ein lahat alas v'skem b'rvachim k'tzuvim." The Shem also the chapis sodom the chel lahat amashos for Torah. Achol kabi rvachim she'enim k'tzuvim. Going be'iska is matel lasos k'tanai. Oh, Rav Shatz Torachim. Do be'eres mamen anosim b'libo gam b'sharei dem amidim shemos of the biyodas. Kem mashu tovei edus Rav Shatz. Ein the dom mechlal limal ve'adorish nemonus. Mamish. That's what's bothering him. That's a big kasha. He gives an interesting answer. Ulay Shlomo. Choluk inyan is chayvah sheish belova hamakabel of shlo yenemen v'tanosov rachamal v'yenemen o shemakabel of shirak edim misuyomim yunemonim. That's on the one hand. Mishar is chayvah smom. Listen carefully. Shere kabolas namodas shalamal vehi rakanyan dini hatanas varayas. Ach im klape shmaya galio. She ain't no chayav the shalem. Her be emes ain't no chayav. So if you didn't profit or if you lost, you really not chayav. Klape shmaya. Vene da bez nyachufos of the shalem. Yeah. Mikom, come catch us now. I don't think the bank is worried too much about this. If he's damned in the alone, Mamona shall amava, but the Adidas amava, you shall lick holy atzmo. You can typhus it. Shere yodeahu shevalvazu government of Hamava, shalokidin. With a scribe, a small man, and a can, you can't grab it back in a gazlan. Don't ask the members of Machuyev. The Mele. In Bodu Lodan, the Dina Chumas Adash, and Mikri Shikila Achrais, a la Karen. And Kakabos Achrais, the Behemis Eno Chayev. I think it's great. Now we go to Nesivah Shalom, Sidkot and Beis. He quotes the Levush, and the Levush made, which I have here, made three distinctions between the Keren and the Revach. Why he's willing at the end, it's not printed in the Levush, but you get the impression from the other Svarim that he was, after his vehement attack on Rav Mendel Avigdor, who apparently originally required two Edim for the Keren and the Revach, when Rav Mendel Avigdor responded to Levush's criticism by changing it to Keren, Edim on the Keren and Shavu on the Revach, the Levush apparently agreed. He agreed, and the Sma agreed, they all agreed that it can work. Then the Mogen Avraham and the Chagas Mechaykek, we read their words all the time in Shulchan Aruch. They apparently agreed on that. You read Radnitz, whatever it was, in 1607, when all these people were thriving and then leading the Klal Yisrael, that this works with the adjustment. So it's important to know, if you say something, the good thing is to adjust. You adjust to the tainus of the other Rabbanim who disagree with you. That's exactly what Rav Mendel did, and that's why it became accepted. Very, very important to understand this. Now, Let's see the distinctions between these two. Lashon Levush writes as follows. Afim Timsalomar, She'emes Kavosh Shetomash Yevsadata, From Machal Tali, I have said if Tachtani, Lost the Mos and if Sodom Beterech Matona, Lomatina She'os Retorah. I'm admitting to give you the Karen, right? Even when I don't owe you the money. I know you don't owe you the money. I can't prove it to Aiden. No, we'll treat it as a matana. So matana is mutter. Avoribis, right? Halova over vadai alo sashich. Elisha bezdin machrichim also lava v'lishale. Vi over alifneiver. So the bezdin over alifneiver says the levush if the requirement for two Aiden is extended to the Revach, because you cannot say it's a matana. You cannot say it's a matana. Oh. So the... Okay. This is an interesting question. Comes in the Siva Shalom and says, if this svar is correct, when you really potter, there's no... What's one svar? The svar of Lamed Ches. The svar I said before in Sukkot Lamed Ches, there's no real obligation. Then he thinks that the Levush is incorrect. The Levush is saying it's Ribbis Mamish, right? Why? Why? He doesn't think so. That's what he's saying. This svar. That you're not really chayev. Just put Paul Mamish bez in the take it. Right in the brackets. Svarzu mahande gam le gabe din de mos ala revochim. For the rakot negabe din de mos ala kerech al pagal pikol. The gam kashem mekav al atzma shlo yenem in the tongue shlo yirviach ala bi edim. Mr. Yomim. Angel with schayves amitis shal momen. El is schayves dit in the Paul. Af shi bebes eil chayev. For schayves kazu eil rebes gemurah. Af him is schayev also al halva gemurah. The river is had a chom mamon. For the chom, lite mamon, kshen al chayav. So you say. So the pressure that the Levush, who was strongly critical, did not accept this beautiful svara of the Nesiv Shalom in Sitkaton Lamed Ches. On the other hand, make the following comment. Listen carefully. The Eishlish Lorak, the Kevin should be Alma Mamen and Nosin the Choledus, the Khan Dorish who is Chivas and Mona should aid them to Yomim, him Cain, name of the Goof Haska Muscle Shall Miss Asik, Litznai Kazet. Eino ela mishum shekibol gam paga milve, favale karibis al paga milve. That's what Aiden was. That's a Rabin Shatz. I don't know if that's going to work in all situations. Perhaps. This is the svar number one of the Levush. Levush has two other svars. What are the two other svars? The guy by Karen Yosef Kal Limso Aiden. Sheidu im akeren if zda biyonis. Dleika. Avagabe haravachim kosha miyol limso eden sheidu lehoed shelo reviach. Okay. The truth is, it's found in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. Kuf ayin zayin sif laman aleph. This distinction is found. Give a look. Sif Laman Aleph. This Asik Shemes. V'yesh Eidim Shemos V'metatlin Elu Heim Mizeh Ha'esek. So there are Eidim. You see, there can be Eidim, Rabosai. There can be Eidim. Where does it come from? The Rosh. In Perek Tes, Simen Tes. As opposed to the Erech Shai, that it's impossible to know. It's possible. That's another distinction. And the final distinction that we also once before in the Levush is the Gabe Karen Anos in Bari. Shinos the Masasik as Sacha Mos and Masasik Mechadish Kanasonis. So he says, no, you said you can't without eight. But with the Revachim, I'm not Tanis Bari at all. So those are the three reasons that the Levush was so opposed to the Rav Mendel Avigdor's original point. Okay, so this is a summation over here in the Siman Shalom, Siv Katan base. Fine. Now we're going to skip, because we have to cover ground, all the way from Beis to Tez Zayin. So we cover ground. In Tez Zayin, he calls his famous Sholem Eshev. We spoke about words before, the Sholem Eshev. There are those who disagree with the Sholem Eshev. What kind of shtick is this over here? What does he say? You know, the money, I use that money to pay my debts. But if not for that, I wouldn't be able to make a living, wouldn't be able to have to pay more for my son's wedding, and have to continue to pay him for his allowance. Rabbi Machonim says it's ridiculous. That's not considered a Revachim Shemo Seviyu. Then you bought Schaira. Yeah, Schaira. This is the problem. So he writes over here, Tzivkot Yazan, he goes from Vol Yoshev. Very nice. Nupshat to be maker. Why? Let's say he has a house. Lohir Masika Salva Azu, Hertog Limkor Sanachosim Elu. Whatever the rental income or the appreciation income, ninta shalva azu shimra biyada esanechas anosi revachim. V'yav shaliras as a revachim shum mamshich la'arviach menachasim ve'elu to revachim shendigu mulo mikoach alva. V'luchein ev shalikach biyofen zeh alva beteriska av sheinu mashkia es kasve alva azu ba'asokin el motziim tzorach of a protein. He have a house, but then he has over Yoshev. That's only in a case he would have to sell the house. He wouldn't apply it. Therefore, Rav Yoshev says, large sum of money. Ein makom lehakel. So Yoshev's svar wouldn't work. Yud ches. What if I use your money not to buy property, but for example, for expenses such as advertising? It's time of Shas, they didn't have advertising. I'm with the Shukla, we live in advertising. See, he's not so sure. He thinks at the end he's making. Because even though I'm not buying any property, but if I'm buying advertising in the newspapers, which costs a lot of money, and through the advertising I expect to gain money, so what the money you gave me is going into the business, if you will, doing an object. Oh. Now, when you test the following, serious question. There are certain areas where you never get anything from the bank. Nothing. He doesn't give this example. Student loans. You wire student loans, correct? You ever see the money? You never see the money. The money, I guess, is given to the yeshiva, I guess, I don't know how it works, from the federal government, right? They have student loans. They don't give it to you. So how can you say that as a head to risk, you never got a nickel? You just wanted to defray your student, your tuition. How does that work? How does it work?
Is there a case where you could use it for other things or you can't use it?
It's student loans. How do you ever see it? You can't see it? Yeah. Okay, then my facts are wrong. Okay. So he writes over here, what do you do if you never see the money? Whether it be student loan case, some other case, what do you do? You know, he says something very interesting. Yuchlu lahasnos, Sheyakne chelek basakov, catch us now. Bahanoas mechilas milve. What do I mean? I have hano that why you doesn't chase me now? You're asking for the money. Now that I got the student loan, they're not chasing me down. So I have hanoas mechilas milve. And therefore, that hano that I have is sufficient to makna my house or my whatever other business that I may have on the side. That's what he suggests over here. Hanoas mechilas milve might work. Ludas agraz that we saw earlier. Evshel lahaklos tzorach iska bekinyan kesef gam metalpelin. Not only karka. And therefore, the bank does this. You have to say, at the risk of the bank, kol gam kavonazu, shebemida v'notzeres iska b'ofanem anal, when there's no cash is given to the mekabel, yakne chelet mishan iske halove, excuse me, yikne chelet mishan iske halove, they had noas mechilas milve. So the bank makes a deal with me. They don't give me any cash right now. Whatever the deal is, I'm sure that you can figure out deals. It's going to work. With hanoas mechilas milve, the question now becomes: Yesh la'ayim. Wait a minute. Do you have to know about it? Who thinks about it? No one's thinking at that moment in time that is hanoas mechilas milve. It depends upon the definition of hanoas mechilas. Whoever the kiddushin sugi knows that, right? Is that Gemara Mefurash? How's it work? In a kavana the koras aruach sheyesh lelove mizeh shechovo nimchal ein ze shayach b'yinu didan ein yodeh klal mechilasu. He's not thinking that way, those ways. Ach im devar in anos mechilas milvu etzem orevach hamamoni sheyesh mechilas hachov kidemash malachor betosus subas af ayin dal. So I put down the man of a komashi tosus subas ayin dal and aleph. Briefly, Hamakash Milve, Pish Bekunsh Mokhalo Hamilve, Shoysa Chayevaslo. With Pirusha Tzor Lechal, when Makadish Ben Mechilas Milve, the Makadish Ben Hanoas Mechilas Milve, the Mekudeshes, Kedushnav Av. This trap. Close to read. Maybe ain't lechalit. Hopefully, it's the first. The marriage going to Amala is kashid b'mos milve shat chayevasti tosin v'adin mekudeshes. The kids in the whole hemshich of Tosus doesn't say a distinction between whether you have this in mind or that in mind. So the implication therefore is you don't have to have it in mind. The mere fact that hanos mechilas milve is going to work even if it's not stated explicitly, and it should work in our case as well. That's in the Siva Shom at the end of footnote of Sivkotan rather Sivkotan Yud Tes. Fine. Now we go to Sivkot and Chav Beis. Got to move. This thing called Mechir B'Tashlum, paying on, buying on installments. They still exist? You still buy them on installments, yeah? Okay. So what happens? So at the beginning of the originally, let's see. Hold on. Rest as follows. So there's a problem. So what's going to be? How do you handle that? So what do? You have to be makne to the mocher rechelik in shara sokov, presumably kinyan suda, or the object itself can work for that. That's what he writes over here in this discussion. Okay, for installments. Now let's turn our attention, Reb Osai, to what we spoke about already a little bit before, mentioned even today even a little bit, about turning a halvoah into a heter iska. Right? So we already spoke about what the Nesivos Shalom said in Sivkot and Chaf Hei. We gave the example that he gave before. Okay? Whether it's nikur or not nikur, not completely clear. Fine. On both sides, we have to move because we only have another 4 minutes. We're going to skip all the way to Sivkotten Mem Gimel. Okay, we're almost at the end. We skip, it goes fast. Mem Gimel, some banks adopted the hefty risk of the Chok Masodim. The Ein Kavanosa Bazer from Tzadikim. Local Hashidas HaTaz HaNav Os Memalav. You saw in Machlokas the Taz and the Kudas HaKesef. Remember that? Whether you can just have to go, Taz Chafalo said no, and the Kudas HaKesef said yes, but he's a heter. They're not so frum. No. But it won't help anyway. Why? Shreshchum has Pashas, Shem Bankim, with the Ribis Yomis. That's not what they're interested in. The we said before, it's against the law to take unreasonable risks. But every year of Rosh Chodesh, every year of Shabbos, depends on how much they want to limit their risk. Okay? So that's less of a risk. Okay? They'll come and say, the most you can lose is the last week or the last month. You can't lose anymore. Okay, so far so good. Let me just wait a minute. One final comment. He says, calls as Shach Akbar Mekabel Iska, Shehaven Hate Vesakosa Bishtara Heter Iska. Then we can say every year of Rosh Chodesh, you didn't come, and so Dor Shaviach. Mishaena Maven Klala Satnai Azer, Shiyoda Vishachach, that's Motzi Biomenu, Sarachi and Eich Nomad, Eishkan Odos Madin Shlor Viach. Erev Rosh Chodesh comes, he's not thinking about anything. What's going on? How can it be? If that's the case, you say it's going to work. It's a rod in the door of Chav Zayin. Im kein din ze mochiach, hino doz bal din, eina begeda in that monos greda, ala kola ba the inin misuyam shal the scribes, o vitas chus taina. So, bedinu didan, ribis, we can ask, how can you do that? How can you be, give a hodos balden in that way? Kiilu omeshim erev Rosh Chodesh lo yovel iton shlo yerviach avihu mischayev esacha espashos. So you're not giving a Torah's revochim. Shem mischayev also. According to the Torah even back again. The old idea of kniya misafek. Good. We understand. But according to the Chokhmah Sodom himself. Remember, the Chokhmah Sodom is the same person. He's the one who has this weekly or monthly thing, and he's the one who was against the Torah Eben. No, stuck. Do you want any answers? Goes back to the footnote of Laman Ches with which he began. So he goes back to the original thing. He says as follows. He says, according to what we said at the beginning, that you would not mischayev yourself. You just take away yourself the right to deny it. There's no mischayevus mamon and yisiribis. You just took away your ability to claim that in Bezdin. I'll read it again. Kevin. One second. Give the same svara. Look what I wrote in the countries. In his schaivas yesh benetinas namonas, and in his schaivas mom and regila, his schaivas lishlos kus tailami anitba. Here too. Klapi Shmaya Gaya Shlo Raviach Potem in the Shalem. I had also Sholom Neatzo Schus HaKfir the best in the Yigmi Menu. But it's not going to be his Shkaivus Mom and Regila. Gviya Tzir Revach Mashal HaPikodon Asher Hu Sholom Neatzo Schus HaKfir Behem We may lay on the Shkaivus Mom and Shef Shal Yaksa Ofen Yashir the Pag of Mil Velom and Avi Agar Natar. And his last statement with the Shir today, he himself, and I Nishlisho, the name of the Esim Zeh, Shesholal Me'atzmo Saschus Ataina, Vemel Yishalim Mama Shabemis and Lechayev, maybe that's Kitova Snavra Paga Milve Vyesh Liyashe. That's how he ends Sivkot Mem Gimel, which end the Shir, with Hashem. Tonight we will continue. Shem Yom. We're on schedule. Oh.